Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
One of the newest Instagram and TikTok trends is cracking an egg on your child's head to get their reaction.
I've seen this.
What do the experts have to say about that? Let's go to Dr. Wider.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Jenna, why are people cracking eggs on their children's head and then getting a million views?
I mean, besides it's funny?
Oh my God. Honestly, I can't fully understand this. What's really interesting about this trend is that it really puts your child at risk both psychologically and physically for a quick laugh and a lot of views. It seems to be going viral, and there are a lot of hidden dangers here, so we should definitely break these down.
I think, Dr. Wider, we have to even explain what this is for people that haven't seen it yet. So you take an egg, and you're like at the kitchen counter,
yes.
And you just surprise your young child, crack an egg on your baby's forehead.
Yeah, for the most part, you're doing like some sort of recipe or whatever, right?
And they usually just look stunned, like they don't know how to react to it.
Exactly right, and oftentimes the parent is going to laugh at them, and the child is bewildered or crying, mm-hmm. or, you know, some of the kids are feisty and will fight back and crack an egg on their parent's head. Which those are my favorite videos. But on the one hand, physically, you know, obviously you can cause a bruise on your child's head. So that's the first thing. But more seriously, you know, raw eggs come along with their own health risks. And one of them is if you crack an egg and that raw egg gets into the eye of a child, it can cause salmonella poisoning. In addition, if it drips into the mouth, you're at risk for salmonella. There was one case where a child was rushed to the emergency room. The child had an egg allergy and the parent didn't even think about that. Those are some of the physical risks, but just the mental risks. Children sort of feel safe, especially with their caretakers, and they're really not expecting this. It's really a form of abuse, in a sense. And I know that you may be rolling your eyes at me, and I'm the buzzkill doctor, but one of the most important relationships our kids have is with their parents or their caregivers, and they really trust them. And so in some of these videos that are a little heartbreaking, you can see a child just absolutely shocked that someone would do this, and the response is immediately laughter. So they're experiencing sort of this humiliation, and because there are so many views, it's public humiliation. Young children are going to be confused by this, feel like a lack of trust. That's just on the visceral level. On the cognitive level, it can have like some trauma later on of non-trust issues.
Mm. Yeah, a couple of those kids, though, their reactions are perfect.
But,
like that one girl is so cute. She's bound to be famous after this.
Well, yes. But like, I had a couple friends send it to me like when it first started going viral, and they're like, you have to do this. And I remember watching it and be like, I don't think so. Like, would you want somebody to crack an egg on your forehead?
I feel like we've done worse on the show already prior. Mm. Listen, you know, allergies aside, actual, you know, picking up salmonella aside, I mean, I think it's funny, and I think we're looking at an overreaction. Of course, there's some truth to everything that you're saying, but in this age, I feel like every one of those kids is going to have a Twitter account. Every one of those kids is going to have a TikTok account, right? So they're all going to, you know, at some point, you know, take control of their own profile too. And they're going to be like, oh, I was that kid. I don't
know. They'll get sponsored from it.
I mean, they could, right?
But I don't think they're getting famous by mom cracking an egg on their forehead.
I mean, that first little girl is super funny.
Raven is actually making a good point. I think kids over the age of maybe 7 may be able to get this joke a little bit better than children under the age of 5. And they may be able to fight back and be feisty. And you also need to know your child's personality. You can have a very feisty 4-year-old who's a big jokester who may be able to handle a joke like this, whereas you may have another child who's not going to like this and you're just doing it at their expense.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna.
Thanks, guys.